With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texas House lawmakers who have fled the state, denying Republicans the ability to vote on a congressional redistricting plan, are derelict and better return by this afternoon. If they don't, Abbott says he has the power to remove them from office. A man suspected of gunning down four people in a southwest Montana bar on Friday remains on the run.
Officials in Montana are warning the public to be on the lookout for 45-year-old military vet Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people at the Owl Bar in Anaconda Friday morning, escaping the small town in a stolen vehicle containing clothes and camping gear. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered four people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
Family members confirm Brown struggled with mental illness for years. Authorities are considering all possible options for his whereabouts and offering a reward. I'm Julie Walker.
After Hamas released horrific hostage video, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's clear the terrorists are starving their captives. The way the Nazis starved the Jews, Netanyahu has vowed to obliterate Hamas. And Matthew Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute says, really, there's no other option.
And our latest read out from Hamas is that they don't want to have any negotiations until Israel says the war is completely over. Well, the hostages are still there. So you're going to have to break this impasse somehow.
Continetti speaking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 201 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 172. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in India.
Religious freedom advocates around the world are expressing outrage over comments by a local lawmaker. Gopachand Patilkar delivered a speech in which he suggested that a bounty should be placed on the heads of any Christian who tries to spread the gospel in India. He also told the crowd he would be happy to see Christians killed. His remarks come even as violence against believers in India surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Brent Leatherwood has resigned as head of the Southern Baptist Convention's policy arm after nearly 4 years on the job. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has been a strong advocate against abortion and the LGBT agenda while promoting religious liberty and a pro-Israel stance. Church representatives in June voted to retain the commission, rejecting efforts by some in the SBC to abolish it. Leatherwood emphasized balancing conviction and kindness in advocacy work. This is SRN News. A top Trump aide accuses India of effectively financing Russia's war in Ukraine.
Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House, said it's not acceptable for India to purchase oil from Russia, which he argued is supporting Moscow's war against Ukraine. Last week, a 25% tariff on Indian products went into effect as a result of its purchase of military equipment and energy from Russia. President Trump has also threatened 100% tariffs on U.S. imports from countries that buy Russian oil. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The union representing Boeing employees who build fighter jets says they've begun a strike after about 3,200 workers at facilities in St. Louis and other locations voted to reject a modified four-year labor agreement. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union says a walkout began at midnight. More details, SRNnews.com.